Over the next few months, Boise State Public Radio and the Idaho Statesman will be teaming up to examine mental health in Idaho. The latest report in the collaboration is out today. Idaho Statesman reporter Audrey Dutton joins me in the studio this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
So before we get into the details of today's news story, let's talk a little bit about the project as a whole. Can you give us a feel for what it's about?
Sure. So Emily Ritter Saunders, who's a reporter here, and I started talking in the spring about Idaho's mental health situation. We know, for example, that Idaho has one of the highest suicide rates in the nation. We know there's a shortage in psychiatric care, but we wanted to dig deeper. So we decided to work together and shed some more light on a topic we're both very interested in.
What kind of topics do you plan on covering?
We've heard a lot of complaints, as have other news organizations, about Optum, which is the company Idaho hired a year ago to run its Medicaid mental health and substance abuse program. Optum essentially plays the role of a health insurance company for Idaho's Medicaid patients. Our first two stories in this collaboration deal with some of those complaints. Today's story is about allegations that Optum has violated the federal law known as HIPAA, which is meant to protect patients' privacy. One of the people we've talked to already is Chris Culp, who is the Chief Operations Officer for Idaho Behavioral Health, an agency in Boise.
And we've been getting reports back that has the names of patients that we're not familiar with, or the names of a therapist that we're not affiliated with. And I've also gotten from other agencies phone calls and evidence that they've received information on our patients and their remittance advice, or they've received information about our therapists on their RA.
After hearing from Culp and others like him, I requested public records from state and federal agencies. They showed that similar complaints had been filed over the past year or so. The federal agency that's in charge of enforcing the privacy law responded saying it has opened an investigation into those complaints.
About how many complaints have there been?
I don't know for sure. I only know that it's at least a dozen complaints and that they cover multiple instances.
And what kind of patient information has gone to the wrong places?
Patient names and the services they were provided, basically. A lot more information went to the wrong providers, but those are the ones that they were concerned about. So the services could be psychotherapy, medication management, other rehabilitation service.
Audrey, from what you've been able to figure out, have you been able to tell if Optum did in fact break HIPAA laws?
Well, that's what the federal investigation is meant to determine. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare said the HIPAA law carves out some exemptions that these kinds of complaints seem to fall into, so it didn't report them as HIPAA privacy breaches.
There are exemptions then?
Yes. The HIPAA law actually only applies to certain people. So if I do an interview about chickenpox with someone who has it, I don't need them to sign a HIPAA waiver. But if a hospital told me about that same person's chickenpox without their permission, that hospital would probably be in some trouble. The complaints in this story are in a much more gray area, I think.
But there's enough smoke here, I guess, that the federal government at least thinks it's worth investigating or taking some sort of closer look.
Right. And in the majority of cases, the feds don't pursue an investigation when someone files a HIPAA complaint because they look at it early on and they say, this isn't a problem, or this doesn't even qualify for an investigation. The agency that's investigating, the Office for Civil Rights, gets thousands of complaints every year, and a portion of them get investigated. Of those, about two-thirds end up being a problem and have to be resolved in some way. Optum also says it's taken these very seriously and conducted its own internal investigations.
Yeah, you have talked to Optum. What else do they say about this whole matter?
Well, Optum Executive Director Becky DiVittorio told me they have confirmed 134 incidents. She also points out that they've processed 1.3 million claims. So that's 0.01%, a fraction. She adds that they take this issue very seriously. They don't believe there were actually any privacy breaches, and they say that they've made fixes to prevent the human error that caused the information to go to the wrong providers.
So they admit to sending patients' information to the wrong providers, but at the same time, they do not think that was a violation.
Correct. Optum basically contends that the providers who were sent the wrong information are themselves covered under HIPAA, and therefore the information should be considered safe.
And you can get more details by picking up today's Idaho Statesman, visiting the Statesman website, or reading online at boisestatepublicradio.org. Audrey Dutton, thank you very much.
Thank you.